Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope. We are finding our way, making our path to grow up hope, which is hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because each and every one of us is designed on purpose and for a purpose. And when we live out that purpose, we live in the extraordinary. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hope Smith extraordinaire. I'm here to dare you to find your focus and pursue your purpose with boldness. I know that when I walk it out on purpose and I walk it out boldly, I will get there. Each and every time, I will get there. When I set my mind to something and I go after it until I get it every single time. It's when I allow the things of the world or even my own doubts to discourage me and keep me from pursuing it that I don't reach my desired destination. This morning, I woke up and I did my morning routine and I got ready to go do the steps, my 11,000 steps that I've worked up to. But I did not want to walk. And I was kind of almost hoping that the weather wouldn't let me walk, although I have told myself, even if it's raining, I'm still going to walk. But I didn't want to walk. But I had determined that I was going to be purposeful in my steps. And because I was going to be purposeful in my steps, I got up and I got ready and I was going to walk. And I wasn't going to walk because of what I wanted from the walking experience. And I wasn't going to walk because of what my husband might want from the walking experience. But I was walking because I am attempting to get my temple back in shape so that I am a testimony to my God about my body. So here I am walking. Because that is part of my job. It is part of who I need to be in order to be all that God designed me to be. And there are other things that I have discovered are part of my job. I'm a mom. I homeschool. I write for others. I've committed to being a part of other ministries. I'm a wife. I'm a daughter. So there are every time I add someone or add something to my life, then I have another job that I have to do. Every time we get a pet, that adds to the jobs. When we got the pool, that added to the jobs. When my father-in-law moved out here, that added to the jobs. And so I have this list of things that have to be done. Now, I have a family, so I'm not the only one that has some of these jobs. But just because they may not do their part doesn't mean I get to not do my part. And just because they do their part doesn't mean I don't still have to do mine. Every morning my husband gets up and he goes and works with a team to paint. They paint houses, they paint decks, you know, pretty much whatever you want painted, they'll paint it for you. Sometimes my husband... So he goes with this crew and he paints. And just because there's a crew of them doesn't mean that my husband doesn't paint every time he goes to work. If one of the crew members decides he's not going to paint, it doesn't mean that my husband is not going to paint. He's still going to paint because that's his job. If everybody on the crew does their job and everybody on the crew paints, then it doesn't mean my husband's not going to paint because painting is still his job. And this all came to my awareness this morning as I was walking because it's part of my job. And so is fixing the meals and so is cleaning the house, even though each and every one of the children has always had chores to do around the house. It doesn't remove my responsibility for keeping the house. God gave us this house. We have to be stewards over it. So if I'm not doing something to help, then I'm not fulfilling my design. I need to do something because I need to do something because I'm designed to do something. God put me here on this earth not to just be here on this earth taking up space and breathing the air. I am here to do something, so I need to be doing something. If I don't do something, then I will crumble up and I'll fade away. I do something because it's my job, or I do something because I can, or I do something because it needs to be done, or I do something because I know how to do it, or I do something because I'm supposed to be doing something. I am called to do something. I am designed on purpose and for a purpose. And that purpose is going to require me taking action, me doing something. When I see that it needs to be done, then I do it. When I commit to getting it done, then I do it. I can always find an excuse, or I can always find a reason not to do what I know to do. But the only way I'm ever going to get to where I want to go is if I do something. If I continue to sit here, then I will be here the next time that you and I talk. If I get up and I get going, I will be closer to where I want to be. It's up to me. I can sit here or I can get going. But if I want to get to where I want to go, then I'm going to have to do something to get there. I'm going to have to do something because if I don't do something, if I'm not growing and flourishing in this journey, then I am fading into nothing. And I am designed to be more than nothing. I'm designed to be something extraordinary and purposeful and powerful. And I'm going to live that out because that's what I'm called to do. But I can only do that if I choose to do something. When I get my focus on, when I get targeted in my actions, when my actions are purposeful, then I am going to push closer to my big dream goals. I can get there wherever my there is. I can get there if I make the choice to go there. It is action that pushes me into my possibility. My possibility doesn't fall on me by accident. I have to go. I have to get there. Which means I have to do something. I have to do something not just because it'll move me in the right direction. I have to do something because I am designed to do something. I am designed to take action, to be active. If I'm not taking action and being active, then I will begin to fade. I think about my husband's grandmother, and she was probably 90 years old, living alone, and one day she would go out and she'd mow her front yard, and she used a push mower, and the next day she would go out and she'd mow her side yard, and then the next day she'd go out and mow her other side yard, and then the next 2 days, it would take her 2 days to do the backyard, and then she'd rest over the weekend, and then she'd start the process all over again. And then they moved her into a nursing home where she didn't do anything. And it was only a short amount of time before she passed away. Because we are designed to do something. And even though the something may seem like it is piecemealed to the people around us, we're doing something. And something keeps us going and keeps us moving into something else. We've talked about in the past about how one step leads to the next step. And it doesn't have to be a big step to lead to that next step. It just has to be a step. I just have to be moving. I just have to be going. I just have to do something. I have to do something because I'm designed to do something. So I'm going to do something because it's my job. And my job doesn't necessarily mean my profession. It means the things that I am designated to do. As a mother, I am designated to take care of my kids. As a wife, I'm designated to be a helpmeet for my husband. As a daughter, I'm designed to be a support system for my dad and my family. As a friend, I have a job to be a support for my friends. So there are things that are jobs that don't fit into the traditional society definition of what a job is. But I still have to do it. I have to do it because it is my job. It is my job to take care of this house, even though it's also the job of everyone that lives here. It's my job. So I'm going to do it. But I'm going to do something because I can. I'm going to do, I'm going to help my friend publish his book, not because I'm a publisher, but because I know how to help him publish his book. So I'm going to do it because I can. I'm going to do something because it needs to be done. When I look around this house and I see the laundry piled up, even though it's not on my list of chores to do, I'm going to do that because it needs to be done, and I can see that it needs to be done. When I do stuff because it needs to be done, then I am doing, I'm moving myself into a position to fulfill all of my unique designs. I'm also going to do something because I know how to do it. My husband can cook a meal. My children can cook a meal. But I have a natural ability to craft a meal, sometimes out of nothing. And it's something I've been doing a long time, and I know how to do it. And I can create a full meal in the amount of time it takes for it to cook. So there's not a whole lot of prep time that gets eaten up by my cook time. What would take an hour for my husband to fix only takes me 20 minutes or 30 minutes, not because I cook it faster, but because of my practice and prep time, I get it done faster. I do something because I know how to do it. Now, I also teach my children how to do it, and I encourage them to learn how to do it, not because I don't want to do it, but because I want them to know how to do it. But I do something because I know how to do it. And I do something because I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I know that I am designed on purpose and for a purpose. Just this morning in my social media feed, it gave me a reminder of what was happening 4 years ago. And I happened to get up that morning and make a list of all the things that I had accomplished. And it wasn't even 9 o'clock in the morning yet. And it reminded me that even at a time when I had younger children and I had a lot more that I had on my shoulders, I still accomplished a lot because I was doing a lot. And that's what doing something does. It pushes me to do something more. When I take action and I do something, I implement the law of inertia, which says an object in motion stays in motion unless it encounters a force that an equal and opposite force that stops it. So as long as I'm in motion, I'm going to stay in motion. As long as I'm doing something, I'm going to have the motivation and the focus to do something more. I do something because I know that I am uniquely designed to do something. That doesn't mean that no one else is designed to do something. I can't worry about what they're designed to do. I can encourage them, and I do with my family, I do with my husband, I do with my children, but it's not my job to do their somethings. It is my job to do my something. I have to do what I'm uniquely designed to do so that I can position myself to live out all of my possibilities, to live out my big dream goals. It only happens when I take the action. It only happens when I move forward. It only happens when I get off my butt, you know, but I don't have time, but I don't have the resources, but I don't have the ability. When I get off those butts and I start doing, then I am positioned to do even more and to be more than I am right now. If I want to drive action and reach my big dream goals, I have to go and do. Hope is a foundational element that allows me to stand firm and stand strong in all my possibilities. Hope drives me into my action. Growing hope allows me to be bold in pursuit of my unique design. I need to invest in growing hope if I'm going to push myself into all of these possibilities I know I'm supposed to be living out. And I'm going to have to live them out and walk them out and do them if I'm going to reach my big dream goals. They will not happen to me. As much as it would be a wonderful blessing if my fairy godmother would show up and she would just wave her wand. But remember, even in the fairy tale, when she waved her wand and she made everything happen magically, it faded. It faded at midnight and it was gone. It was not lasting. Things that are magically created are not lasting, but things that are invested in and grown up are. I was talking to my dad today about my daylilies and my iris, and he was, I have let the beds grow up. And I was going to go weed them, but we found yellow jackets' nests, and I'm not willing to take that risk. I'm going to wait until it freezes, and then I'm going to clear them out. And he said, well, I would just spray a race on everything. And I said, well, that will kill the iris and the daylilies as well as the weeds. And he said, well, if they're not going to make it until then, what does it matter? But what happened was I have been investing in plants that don't need a whole lot of care. Because I had animals, I had children, and I had a whole lot of garden, and I didn't have the resources to be pampering them. If I put them in the ground and they lived, great. If they didn't, that was okay. So we invested in plants that could make it on their own. And in doing so, I know that even if I wait, they're going to be there. And even if it's not what I expected or what my dad expected, I know what works for my garden. And I have to do the same thing in my journey. I have to know what works for me so that I'll work it out. But I have to work it out in a way that is in my design and is in my purpose. And ultimately, everything has to come back to love God and love others. And if I'm loving God and I'm loving others, I can line up the rest of my life. But I'm going to have to line it up. I'm going to have to do something. I'm going to have to take action because I was designed to do something. In Ephesians 2:10, Paul is talking about what we're designed to do. And he says, we're God's handiwork. We're created in Jesus Christ to do good works. In other words, we were created to do something. We weren't created just to be here. We were created to do something. And God has prepared each and every one of us to do something and to do our unique somethings. Not his something or her something, but each and every one of our unique somethings. But we were designed to do something. In Proverbs in 22:29, Solomon puts it like this. Do you see a man skillful and experienced in his work? Do you see a man skillful and experienced in his work? Do you see someone doing something? He's going to stand in honor before kings. We are going to be honored for doing what we're designed to do. Proverbs 12:24 puts it like this. The diligent hand will rule. The diligent hand, the active hand, the engaged hand. But it goes on to say that laziness ends in forced labor. When I'm not doing something, then I am forced to do something else. How about that? When I am not doing what I am designed to do, then I am going to be forced to do something else. And I would much rather do what I was designed to do than to be forced to do something else. In 2 Corinthians 12:5-6, Paul is again talking about what we're designed to do and what we're each gifted to do. And he says there are different kinds of services, but they're all from God. There are different kinds of working, but it's all about God. Everything comes back to God. And on in 12, it says, just as the body has many parts, it's still one body. And this is the same way it is with Christ. Even though we have different jobs and different parts and different elements, we're still one body. And on in 14, even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. And on in 20, as it is, there are many parts, but one body. In other words, there are a lot of us doing a lot of things, but we're all designed to do something, and we have to work together if we're going to let the world know about Christ. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineCLang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.